would you have to breakfast, please? Jeff, breakfast!
Reporting for duty, Sergeant.
Mary has already eaten and left for school. Please don't make me call you every morning.
You know what's wrong with this army? No sense of humor. Oh, that's me, the wizard. Come on in.
Jeff, please don't shout.
But you just didn't.
I'm the sergeant.
Oh, hi, wizard.
Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, Walter.
Hi, Miss Stone. Dr. Stone.
Mm-hmm. Jeff.
Something wrong with your toaster?
It'll receive, but it won't give.
Do you have a soldering iron?
Alex, do we have a soldering iron?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's Smitty. Come on in!
Jeff, don't shout, please.
Sorry.
Hello, Mrs. Stone.
Hello, Smitty.
Hi, Dr. Stone.
Smitty.
Let's see, how about a safety pin?
Yeah, that'll work fine.
Yeah? Really think you can fix it?
Mom, he can fix anything. Why do you think he's called the wizard?
Alex, how do you want your toast? Safety or straight?
Fine.
He never misses.
Are you boys going to class today or umpire school?
Bye, Mom.
Bye, Dad.
See you later.
Bye.
Get out.
Bye.
Bye.
Jeff, don't slam it. Don't. Well, maybe I am beginning to sound like a sergeant. But someone has to... When it comes to the children, just once in a while around here, it would be good to hear the sound of a male voice.
Huh? Oh, male voice? Well, what should we talk about, dear?
Yeah, I'll pass you guys the bread and water if you get caught. Boys, little boys.
Well, she won't tell on us, will she? On her own brother? What are families for, anyway? Hey, synchronize your watches. Hey, Chicky, the warden. Hi, Mr. Heflin.
Morning, gentlemen.
No, Gerald, that was just a guess. Now, who does know the answer? Well, if there are no volunteers, I know Walter can give us the answer.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2,
Walter?
Something new.
But what are we going to do? I haven't even...
We don't panic. Just go back to your rooms. I'll handle this.
Thank you, Mr. Heflin.
You too, Mr. Farnsworth.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Everybody stay right where you are. I said everybody. Now, until the bells are fixed, we will go by our watches. Correction, we'll go by my watch. Jeffrey Stone, may I see you in my office, please?
Yes, sir.
Look, Jeff, I don't want you to think that I am holding you totally responsible, but after all, you do know the names of the other boys behind this B-Day. Now, who are they?
Gee, Mr. Heflin.
All right, then. Tell us who in your loyal group of frogmen knows how to fix the bells. Our custodian can't find the trouble. So, one of your demolition unit has the answer. Now tell me, who knows how to fix the bells?
I'm sorry, Mr. Heflin, I just can't tell you.
Look, Jeff, we cannot run a school with the bells popping off like a Chinese New Year. Now, now, one last chance. Who knows how to fix the bells?
I'm sorry, Mr. Heflin.
All right, Jeff. Let's see how sorry you can be. You go home and try to remember the names of the other great brains behind B-Day.
Go home?
Yes. And do try particularly hard to remember how and where the bell system was scrambled. When you do, you can return to school. Not before.
I'm expelled?
Let me try to reach you on the level of your own loyal team. This morning I saw you give this signal. Now I'll give you one. You're
out? Jeff? Our Jeff?
Now don't take it too hard, Mrs. Stone. Merely a routine punitive measure. Boys will be boys, yes. Yes, he should be arriving home any minute now.
Well, thank you, Mr. Heflin.
Goodbye.
You're doing a wonderful job with it.
Oh, thank you, Doctor. Oh, excuse me, Alex.
Hello,
I didn't know you had a patient. I'd like to talk to you as soon as you're free.
Oh, sure. Miss Yeagley, you know my wife, Donna.
Well, hello, Mrs. Stone.
Mrs. Yeagley, as soon as you're free, dear.
Oh, right now. Donna, I don't think you've seen Eric.
Oh, yes, beautiful little girl.
Eric is a boy.
Oh, of course, the strong chin. We have one of each. And I'd like to talk to you about one of them right now.
Oh, well, Miss Yeagley, if you'll bring him in tomorrow, I'm sure he'll be able to report back for football practice on Monday.
Thank you, Doctor.
Goodbye, Miss Yeagley.
Goodbye.
Bye,
Miss Yeagley.
Well,
Alex, Jeff is on his way home from school.
No?
Because he was tinkering with the bells.
Oh, regular Tinkerbell, huh?
He was expelled.
Yes,
expelled. Mr. Heflin just called. The whole school is in a turmoil. The bells, the clocks, everything. He knows that there was a group involved, but our son was the only one who was caught.
What did you say to him?
Nothing. He isn't home yet. But when he does come home, I'd like a little backing in this. The male voice.
Well, you just let me know when he comes in. You'll hear it.
Thank you, dear.
You'll think there's a bull moose on the loose.
Hello, Mother.
Hello, Mary. Jeff? Aren't you going to say hello?
Hi.
Is that the way you say hello?
Hello.
Jeff, don't leave your books in the living room. Jeff, you, your father and I'd better have a little talk about a few things.
Okay.
Is that Jeff I heard?
Yes, that was Jeff.
What do you have to say?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I don't think he plans to tell us.
Well, I'll tell him.
I'll be home in time for dinner, and if you're looking for Jeff, he went out.
Out?
We were standing right here.
No, out the window. To, join his buddies.
Out the window?
This is terrible.
Well, get in the car and find him.
Oh, Alex, wait.
No, no, I might cool off, and I don't want to waste this head of steam.
Alex, wait. Maybe he'll come to us.
And what if he doesn't?
Well, then I guess somewhere along the line we've been wrong. Or maybe I'm the one who's been wrong.
You?
Well, this morning he referred to me as the sergeant of this army.
Oh, honey.
Don't do this, don't do that. I mean, how could I expect him to ask to be jumped on again? Maybe I have become a one-note disciplinarian.
Now, darling, you're wrong. It's the father of the house who's the disciplinarian.
The male does have a loud, booming voice, and it's beautiful to hear, but it's the mother who deals out the daily criticisms, harps about small things.
Honey, you never harp.
It's because you're never listening. Oh, I'm not blaming you, dear.
No, well, I'm blaming me. But now I'm ready to make noises like a father.
Alex. No, wait. What Jeff needs, I think, is not so much discipline as some good old-fashioned understanding.
You keep changing sides.
But, Alex, it'll be so much better for him if we wait and let him come to us. Let him be a man on his own.
God. But I suppose you know how this makes me feel.
Like an unemployed bull moose?
Go tell Tinkerbell that his breakfast is ready.
Good morning, honey.
Well, good morning, dear.
Any news from the front?
Not a word.
Well, 0 hour is fast approaching. He has to tell us why he isn't going to school.
Sit down. Sit down.
Good morning, Jeff.
Oh, good morning, Mom. Morning, Dad. Anything wrong?
No. No, no. It's just that, we usually have to call you for breakfast. You're down before Mary.
Well, I guess I turned over a new leaf. breakfast is swell, Mom.
Thank you, dear. But you are down early. Is there something special at school today?
No, not that I know of.
How are you getting along at school, Jeff?
Me?
No, him.
Oh. Well, that's Smitty or the wizard.
They can wait for a few minutes.
Hey, Dr. Stone, Mrs. Stone. Hi.
Good morning, boys. Walter,
Smitty.
We didn't want to interrupt anything, so we let ourselves in.
Thank you, Walter.
Yeah, thanks.
How's everything this morning, Jeff, old buddy?
Huh?
You sure? You slept well?
Well, sure, why wouldn't I? Bye, Mom, bye, Dad. See you at school.
Swell breakfast. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.
If he's kicked out of school, where is he going?
He didn't even slam the door.
Good morning.
Good morning, dear.
Mary, what do you know about all this?
About all what?
About Jeff's being expelled and why he doesn't tell us.
You know, I read something very interesting the other day. When someone confides in you, you don't break that trust. It isn't healthy for the family unit. Social relationships for semester.
Those are the bells, Mrs. Stone. So you see, your son is not back in school.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Heflin. I'll check with you later.
Don't Please do, Mrs. Stone. Goodbye. Tomorrow's Saturday.
Dr. Stone, don't you have a boy around 14 or 15?
Yes, yes, that's Jeff.
I thought that was he, standing up at Indian Rock.
Indian Rock? By the reservoir?
Well, it seems strange to me. I thought all boys that age would be in school.
Mrs. Yegley, what was he doing out by the reservoir?
Just standing. He seemed to be thinking.
Well, school's out. Our son should be coming home from the reservoir any minute.
Oh, Alex, what's happened to our family?
Nothing. Just that one goes to school and the other goes to the reservoir.
It's as if battle lines have been drawn. We're divided. I feel I failed somewhere along the line.
Well, if you really feel that way, I know I failed as a father.
Oh, hi, Mom, Dad. Home from school.
We see.
Hi.
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 Alex, this has gone far enough. They can't live in one world and we in another.
I'm glad you said that, because it's time we pulled this family together.
Alex, what are you going to do?
There are times when you have to attack a problem on the level you know best. Yours is love and kindness.
And nagging.
Are you ready to let me try my way now?
I'm on your side.
Good, good. You've carried the load long enough. Well, I'm going to take over tonight, and I'll even cook dinner.
Dinner?
Mm-hmm. I deserve the rest. Now you come over here.
Alex.
Sit down with the evening paper until I call you to dinner.
Alex, remember the last time you cooked dinner? It took me a week to clean up the kitchen. Mother's Day.
It's cooking that concerns me. It's the laying things out on the table. We're going to have some understandings around here.
Alex. Alex, I...
And the children stay in their rooms until they're called.
Alex, don't punish me. Please let me cook.
Dinner? I said dinner.
What's this all about?
You know as much about it as I do.
You first.
I'm starved. This is dinner?
I didn't have time for broccoli and hollandaise or a flaming dessert. This is a buffet of potluck.
Yeah, we see.
Now, if you like, you may eat during the meeting.
What meeting?
The one you're in. You may help yourselves while I talk.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to speak to you in clinical terms because the world of medicine is the world that I know best.
I'm not very hungry. May I be excused?
No.
I think so.
When a child is brought to me with a problem, I conduct many scientific tests. I probe. I listen. Because a baby can't tell me what's troubling it. But we are all adults. And that's my point.
I think it's a good point. Now may I be excused?
No. During the past 48 hours, we haven't been communicating. The lines are down. We haven't been getting through to one another. You, young man, have been very secretive and devious.
Devious?
Walking the tightrope of truth at a very high altitude with no net under you.
What do you say?
A mouthful.
Further, You accused your mother the other morning of running this house like a sergeant.
Well, I didn't mean anything by it, Mom. Just seems that I'm the only one around here that ever catches it.
I think Mother is very fair.
Well, thank you, dear.
That's right. Lay it on old Jeff. He's the fall guy around here. Low man on a totem pole. You never jump on Mary.
I'm not through. You, Mary, have also been very secretive and loyal in the wrong way.
How'd I get into this?
Yeah, why pick on Mary? She's the kind of sister to have. You know, she really stuck by me when I...
When what, Jeff?
I don't know. What were we talking about?
Well, I'll tell you what we were about to talk about. The bells at school.
Yeah.
The bells you helped foul up. The reason you were expelled.
You knew all about it? And what's this, what's happening at school today bit? You were pulling my leg. Oh, big joke.
We hardly considered it a joke, Jeff.
You knew I was in trouble up to my ears, and you didn't even care. Fine parent.
That's not true, Jeff, and you know it.
First, I was silly enough to be ashamed of myself. I didn't want you to know because I thought you'd be embarrassed.
Ha! Huh. Mary, please.
Well, he's being overly dramatic.
Jeff, we gave you credit for being old enough and man enough to come to us and tell us.
Well, I was going to.
When?
As soon as I found out you knew, I guess.
Well, at least you're being honest, Jeff. With yourself and with us. Now we're getting somewhere.
Murder, he gets by with murder.
He isn't getting by with a thing. Now, Jeff, we're beginning to see daylight here. But you still have a lot of straightening out to do at school.
Yeah. I got till Monday, though. Maybe it'll burn down.
Now, what have we learned from talking things over?
Everybody got told off.
True. But it's interesting to note that nearly every criticism was matched by somebody else saying something good about that person.
That's right. Well, maybe there is some hope for us.
That is, something nice was said about everybody except me. Well, nobody has anything good to say about me. This meeting is over.
I have something nice to say about you. You have a loud, booming male voice, and it's beautiful and reassuring to hear.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, storm's over.
Got some good news for you. Thought I'd come over and tell you about it. Is it private?
Heck no.
I ought to tell the world about it. I just got back from a meeting with the principal.
Well, he caught you too, huh?
Well, no. See, I went to him. And I told him I was behind the whole thing. And so I unscrambled the bells for him. And you know what? It's kind of nice not to be wanted anymore.
Hey, I can go back to school.
Oh, and you were getting along so well at the reservoir.
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.